Hey guys, welcome to the Farmers League podcast. This is a little bit of a warning. There will be some strong language, but if you're okay with that, let's go. This is, what is this week? We're not really, I mean, we're not touching.
The hungover, no. It's not, because we're not hungover now. Obviously, full disclosure, we tried doing a recording, didn't we, after three days on the piss in Liverpool. 3 nights on the piss, actually.
Yeah.
And there was chat was so dead.
Yeah, and my voice was gone.
Yeah, you obviously, you caught laryngitis or something over the weekend. So that was a task.
I'm going to start deep throating.
And we couldn't fact to get together. So we tried to do it online, didn't we? And then that was a disaster. And then it was a catalogue of shit, wasn't it, that led to the decision, we're not doing one. So, yeah.
Yeah, no. So, yeah, we didn't do one last week. And also as well, like, it kind of, as we were just discussing before we jumped on, it was like a little bit monotonous. Like some of the chat, it's Arsenal are really fucking good. Haaland's fucking shit art.
So for context, that weekend was Man United, Everton, Liverpool, Arsenal.
Arsenal, yeah.
And we didn't really watch much football, did we? Because we were in the pub.
No, and then the weekend. Yeah, then we went to do it on the Tuesday just after. I think Forest Villa played, and that was a fucking tedious game. I was struggling to fall asleep. I was struggling to stay awake during that.
I came home and watched WWE Extreme Rules.
You love wrestling, don't you?
Bray Wyatt came back.
Oh, mama. So also a bit of a disclosure this week as well is going to be light touch on the football, but just generally just chatting about stuff. I mean, as Jason's more excited about the actual wrestling, it seems, than the football. I don't know.
Not much has happened in the football world.
I don't know who came back. Who did you say?
Bray Wyatt.
Who's that?
You don't need to know.
Well, obviously I do because we're talking about him.
The Eater of Worlds.
He's the Eater of Worlds.
He's the Eater of Worlds.
Is that what they're coming out with?
Does that sound enticing? Are you enticed?
It sounds.
You
like,
are now. Look, you're interested.
It sounds like a porno claim.
The Eater of Worlds. That'd have to be one hell of a vagina, wouldn't it?
Gobble gobble. I don't know why I did it.
Yeah, who's been gobbling?
Gobble, gobble.
Gobble's usually the other end, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I didn't say.
I thought you were going to go, hey, I don't fucking know. I was like, how the fuck do I know, mate? You tell me. Well, yeah. I don't know either. Get fucked. My wife's 6 months pregnant. And I ain't got a clue.
Gee. 6 months. Fucking hell. It's crazy.
It's flown by. Is it 6 months? What's 20 weeks? Oh, that's 5 months.
5 months, is it?
I'm talking shy.
Oh, yeah, 5 times 4. Quick max.
There we go, mate.
Shit. But it's weird, isn't it? Because, all right, this is fucking completely weird for a football podcast.
Massive digression, yeah.
But isn't it like 40 weeks or is it a full term?
Yeah.
And that doesn't go into fucking 9 months.
Me and Charlotte had this out last time when Killian was knocking about. She was like, I'm 35 weeks this week. And I went, well, you're not, because you're nowhere near fucking like giving birth. Your due date is like 5 weeks away. And she went, yeah, the term's like 10 months. I went, what? And she was like, yeah, the term's like 10 months. I said, why have I been lied to my whole life then?
Yeah, but all right. But,
like, this is a piss take, isn't it?
Yeah, but everyone always does that thing as well. Like, there's 4 weeks in a month, isn't there? Like, that's generally how you do it, but it never is.
No.
If you divide 52 by 4, it's not 12.
But also, I don't think.
That's like 13.
You know when they say 9 months?
Yeah.
Like
that's from like the last missed fucking period.
Yeah, that's what it is. So if you catch super early,
it's COVID.
Yeah, excuse me. If you catch super early, you in theory should be the tail end of the 40, shouldn't you?
Yeah,
early in the term. I mean, this is boring chat. Anyway, let's get into football. I've had so much fucking baby chat. It's boring me shit.
Mate, I bet. Honestly. Do you know what? Downstairs, Emma is constantly fucking listening to that. Rob Beckett,
yeah,
Josh Widdicombe.
I've fallen off it the last probably 3-4 months. I find Rob Beckett funny, like he is comedy, and Josh Widdicombe has his moments.
Bit like me and you, though.
Yeah, I'm comedy. You have a small moment.
We're not talking about my penis for 1 week.
But yeah, I've fallen off it. Not loads, but like some of the guests they get on, I'm just like, I don't give a shit what Miley in class has got to say. Show me her in a bikini, now we're talking. I don't give two shits about what she's got to say about her kids.
Maybe she is in a bikini while she's talking about it.
Fucking, yeah, great for an audio format. Don't fucking help me, does it?
Oh, it's multimedia now, mate. It's multi-channel.
Oh, yeah, get it on fucking Instagram, we're talking.
Get on Pornhub.
Absolutely.
Fuck's sake. This has gone proper laddie, hasn't it, already?
What, chatting about babies?
Well, it went from baby chat to mining class in a bikini.
This is
and the Eater of Worlds.
Yeah. 5 minutes. Do you want to see the Eater of Worlds? Then you can shut up. I'm going to just type in Eater of Worlds, actually, see what comes up. Eater of...
It sounds like a Thor. It sounds like an enemy of a Marvel universe.
Yeah, well, he's kind of like... what's Deadpool? An anti-hero. Deadpool going for the title.
Immortal.
here he is. Good old Eater of Worlds.
Why has he got a lamp?
You don't need to know about that.
Okay, sweet.
Mate, I'm not answering all these fucking questions, all right? You start watching it, right? Or don't.
Nah, you're right.
There you go, then.
Mate, it's basically like the biggest soap opera, but everyone's just in spandex. And they're all blokes.
I reckon if you went to a live show, you'd enjoy it.
I'm sure I'd love it.
Not WWE, though, because they're in the mud at the minute. But if you went to an actual wrestling show.
Mate,
I think you would enjoy it.
What was it called? Attitude Era, where it's like Rock, Mankind, Stone Cold, Undertaker, Kane, mate, Rikishi,
Rob,
Fatu.
Rob, the other day, right, he texts me and he goes, just quick one for you, mate. I'm watching the 2000 Royal Rumble. And I text him back saying, why the fuck are you watching the 2000 Royal Rumble? He's like, it's on TV, it's comedy, bringing back loads of memories. And
was he allowed to watch it?
Yeah, genuine. And then about 10 minutes later then, he put it in our group chat, didn't he? He's like buzzing. He's like, fucking mate, Rikishi's on here too, cool, and everything, it's class. I was like, fuck's sake.
Mate, it's got you too hot, eh?
Oh. Do you know Grandmaster Sexy?
He died, didn't he?
Yeah, dead.
He was like the commentator's son.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jerry
the King Lawler.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah, there's loads of them that are fucking dead now, mate. It's not good.
That's what happens.
Not good. Well, that's what happens when you abuse your body with steroids for fucking 20 years. What do you expect?
Yeah.
So
I mean that's why I'm gonna live forever, because the only thing I abuse it with is cake.
Looking good though, boy. I can see a pair of shoulders in there. Nice.
Yeah, they're not mine.
I stole them from the front of my shoes. Stuck them in. Come on, let's get on with the football chat.
All right, sweet. So it was a game of, it was a weekend of games. There was some football games on.
Great chat.
No, but, well, Saturday, I kind of missed like the early kickoff on Saturday. I missed the Saturday games because what I was actually Saturday? I was at, what do they call Wadham Road now?
Fuck off. What are they called it?
The Total Suzuki Stadium.
Totally Suzuki, is it?
I was watching Johnny Rocks, wasn't it? I was watching the mighty Bristol Rovers versus Cheltenham. The gas. against the Robins.
Cheers for the invite, by the way.
Do you know what? I stole my mate's dad's ticket, if you know what I mean. So
the completely like Suzuki Stadium.
Oh yeah, they're completely sorry guys.
Yeah.
Sellouts. Yeah, it was. Well, it's sold out, apparently.
As if this Cheltenham owner hasn't got enough money as it is. Do you know what I mean? Like, just fucking whoring the place out every fucking 3 years.
5,000 people there? Probably sounded like...
That is a sellout, to be fair.
20 people from the Cheltenham side?
Yeah.
They had a drum. Why do you feel about drums? Do you know
at football, I don't mind them.
What's the like the whole brass band? When you just hear it, like, over the commentary. Yeah. Like, in the background, you're like, fuck it. And again, lads, come on.
They had a drum at Hertha Berlin.
Did they?
Yeah, it was fucking quality. But obviously, that's the Olympic Stadium, isn't it? It's a massive stadium. It was fucking mint. Everyone was buzzing. Bit different compared to Wadham Road.
Yeah, this is just a bluff, just like banging on.
Yeah.
And then they were losing 4-1, and he left, like with 10 minutes left to go. And obviously,
did he leave his drum or take it with him?
No, you could see him, because obviously he was taking the drum with him, carrying it out, walking down the side of the pitch.
Imagine him getting out of the bus on the way home.
Oh, don't. But then all the Rovers fans were singing... if you can't bang a woman, bang a drum.
You're not drumming anymore.
Oh, mate, he was absolutely shocking because, like, they scored quite early and they scored 4 in the first half.
Where did you sit when you went?
So you go, so you're one of the ends. I think
you're behind the goal, yeah.
Yeah, you're behind the goal.
Yeah. You were behind the end on the main road end.
Yeah. So it's really weird because I'd say it's about...
I like Cheltenham Stadium, to be fair.
12 high?
Yeah.
Like, it's not high at all.
You feel close, though, innit?
Yeah. And then it was weird because you can't get a drink there. So, and this kind of what was brought up
can, but you need to know when to run.
Yeah, well, but the thing is like, because the away end,
Yeah.
The only place to get a drink is by the pitch.
Yeah.
So you can't actually get an alcoholic drink.
Unless you, you'd have to go right over to the far corner flag, hop that little fence, and then run down the wing, essentially.
Yeah.
Because then the other van is around the back.
See?
But it's what I'm saying. You'd have to know where it is and how to get over there.
Yeah, and there's no way you'll get, they're letting you over the shooters.
No.
But do you know what's weird? They had like a, there was like 15-year-olds, like that classic firm style.
Stone Island.
Yeah, everyone had like Stone Island on or like some sort of, they were dressed up to the nines. Yeah. And then they were just like hanging around with like some fucking 60-year-old who obviously loved it. Like, loved being the center of attention from the lads. Lads. I don't know why, because he's from Bristol. Lads. Was that Irish then?
I don't know what.
I don't know what the fuck was. Hey, you weren't fucking Bristol. But anyway.
You had a Red Bull today, aren't you?
Mate, I do you know what I actually did? I rushed to have tea before you came over.
What did you put in your tea? Fucking cocaine?
No, dinner. Like dinner.
Yeah, I know. Did you sprinkle it on?
No, but then I had like a goo dessert afterwards. Ooh. The fucking sugar has hit me
hard. Salted caramel cheesecake.
Oh. No, like salted caramel cookie. I don't like it.
It's like, got like a crumble base, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's like Lotus biscuit one.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
No, I don't like Lotus biscuit.
Get the salted caramel cheesecake one.
There. With like the hard...
It is numeral uno, por favor.
That's what I thought I was digging into. So like the disappointment on my face.
Don't.
I mean, I struggled through it, obviously. But.
I was shopping the other day and I grabbed it, fucked it in the bag. I was like, fucking sounds. I carried on doing the shopping and that went to the front, paid for it all. Went home. I said to Charlotte, got a cheeky dessert. She was like, oh, really? What is it? And I was like, yeah, you wait and see. It's a surprise. So after dinner and all that, obviously went to the fridge, pulled them out, fucking whacked it into the front room, gave it to her. I was like, there you go. Get your laughing gear around that then. And she started eating it. She goes, oh, this is lovely. She goes, what flavour is this? And I thought, fucking is she asking that for? Like, we have these all the time. I stuck my spoon in, right? Obviously, we've only got the one lamp on and it is halfway down the fucking lounge. Fucking put my spoon in, put it in my mouth. I thought, what the fuck is this? Like, almost spat it back out. Like, didn't realise I got so the fucking wrong one. I was like, for fuck's sake, man. And Charlotte was like, that's really nice. I go, do you want mine? And she goes, why'd you get it if you didn't like it? I said, well, I didn't fucking realise it was this
shit,
did I?
It looks exactly the same, doesn't it?
It's practically the same fucking Brandon.
Mate, yeah, I know.
It's fucking so annoying.
Yeah, so so that's why I'm a bit like, wee, today. But, yes, it was really weird because it was like a little firm and it was that classic 15-year-old school kids loving it.
Yeah.
And I was just like, but then you got this really weird thing of it's all old boys, all 15-year-old kids. There's no in between.
Yeah.
That's
what it is at Cheltenham though.
Yeah, it was just really weird.
I never see people my age at Cheltenham.
No.
Apart from the time me and you went and that guy had a walking stick banging the thing in front of him, didn't he? Had a railing in front of him, and instead of clapping his hands, he just walloping his fucking walking stick on it. I was like, sure, it's easier to just clap your hands, mate.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But
no, I enjoyed it, to be fair, even though every single fucking goal happened the other end.
You take those days at face value, though, don't you? It's a day out, you have a few points for you, mate. Do you know what I mean? Like, and fucking watching a bit of football, a few points afterwards, other days.
It was the most reserved kind of build up to a game, like where I was drinking and obviously not driving. I've ever had. We went and played a game of darts down at Flight Club with his family. His family were there.
I was going to say about Flight Club. So you were saying about in the group chat. I was like, I've had very, very mixed reviews and I couldn't be fucked to text it all out. But opening weekends, like the first month, they were creaming it. It was so busy in there. You'd walk past and no idea how people got near the bar. It was so fucking busy. It was insane. And then a few people on Facebook were saying, don't trust Fight Club, they're fucking wankers. It was like fucking, if you go in there and if you set up a tab and everything, when you come to pay it at the end,
they're like, random drinks.
They're like, it's fucking like £300 more than it should be. And then a part of me was thinking, to be fair, if you open a fucking tab, what the hell do you expect? Like I was telling you at the weekend, like when me, Rob and Isaac went to Newcastle, we realised there was a tab fucking like near us. It was up at like 1,200 quid. And me, Isaac and Rob got chatting to this bloke who was part of the group that had the tab on. And he's like, do you want a drink? And I was like, yeah, right, stand. And he goes, oh, it's a tab. Fuck it. We were like, it's a what? He's like, a tab. I was like, sound, right, we're rinsing it then. We had about fucking 7 or 8 doubles off them. Like 7 or 8 rounds of doubles. Absolutely fleeced the fuck out of it. Probably the same thing happened there. They probably didn't even fucking question who's part of the tabs.
Yeah.
But then they were basically saying, they like they, as in Fright Club, they put the prices up because they knew we were a group and they could get away with it. And I was thinking that might be the case, but at the same time, I can guarantee you there's dickheads like us in there, like noticing people are on tabs and taking a piss.
Well, no, when you go in there, because it's all tabbed, because it's tabbed to your
table.
Yeah, to your table. So a waitress comes to you. So it's not even.
You can't even fleece it anyway. So you can't feel about that.
So, but I think there was a thing where like multiple drinks were getting added and stuff like that previously. Because I remember my cousin's wife had the same thing.
Mm. She Flight Club.
Yeah, at Flight Club. It was basically, right. She went in there and said there was three of us. They thought we were a bit pissed, or they thought we were a bit more pissed than what we were.
Mm.
They've brought us a fucking thing, and there's just random fucking drinks, or double the amount of drinks of what we've had there. But at the end of the day, mate, it's just bowling with darts. And you can only play it, so, like, I mean, bowling's all right when you haven't played it in fucking 10 years. You play one game with
or
it,
you
like,
play, or you play left-hand bowling or whatever.
I'm done with it now.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And
unless you make a game out of it, like we play killer, innit?
Yeah.
So there's four or five of you, you play a game of killer, you get a few games out of it. Do you know what I mean?
So, yeah, for example, they have like different game things.
Yeah.
But once you play each one, you're like, all right, I'm done that.
It's home time.
Yeah. So, no, I like
it's a novelty, isn't it?
But yeah.
Yeah.
But they do it all in different fucking types. They do it with now cricket in London and fucking baseball and that sort of stuff. I'd rather fucking do one of those where it's a bit more.
Yeah.
Like something coming at you and you can fucking.
But that's what I'm saying. It's a novelty, isn't it? You do it once or twice or whatever and you're like, right, finish with that then.
Yeah.
And you fuck it off. That's what I'm saying. I can't imagine, like, say, for example, if we all lived fucking that way. Do you know what I mean? I can't imagine we would be like, oh, let's go Flight Club tonight. You know what I mean?
No.
Like, so I don't think I'll ever.
I'd rather just go down the pub and play fucking darts.
I'd rather go to a pub and play fucking Uno.
Uno is a fucking great game, though, to be fair.
Absolutely. What was that?
That's a fucking motorbike or something.
Jesus Christ. That's loud.
That's why I stopped. I was like, what the fuck?
What the fuck was that?
I wasn't sure if you used your hands. Like, fucking, I don't know, modem you had.
Fucking. They're placebos because there's no way they work that quickly. Bang two, fucking 17 minutes ago, I feel mint. We're on 17 minutes, mate, of talking idle shit.
Wait, wicked. Anyway. Do you know what I think?
So, on the back of the Cheltenham chat then.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because not a lot happened in the Premier League that they're fucking Jordan Henderson apparently racially abused someone, which
fucking,
obviously.
That's all gone a bit quiet at the moment.
But do you know why it's gone quiet? Because nothing fucking happened.
Exactly.
I'm a Man United fan. I hate Liverpool, but fucking let's be completely honest. If something had happened, it would already be out. Like, obviously, nothing happened.
Gabriel fucking should have. That red card should have fucking stood. Gabriel was lucky to stay on the pitch against Leeds this weekend. He might be the fucking undoing of fucking Arsenal at this point in time.
No.
But me, they'll
fall away at some point, won't they? But they're doing everything right at the minute.
They're doing everything fucking right at the moment.
Yeah, I just think City are too strong. I know. But there we go.
It's
very strong at the weekend.
What's crazy with Man City? It's a fucking goal difference. 23 goal plus.
When they put someone to the sword, they put them to the sword. They don't fuck about.
I mean, half of that was against Man U, but. Actually, it was only three goals, really.
Yes,
in the end.
Exactly. So stop taking the piss, all right?
It was 1-1 against Villa, mate. So I reckon he's gone this week.
My mate Rich at football, Villa fan, I said to him yesterday, I was like, do you want Gerrard gone? Or what do you reckon? And he said, I don't agree with sacking someone mid-season. He was like, if he's here, let him have the season. And then he said, I don't think we'll go down. Which I agree with. I don't think Villa will go down. There's too many shit teams in the league. But yeah, he doesn't want him gone mid season.
I said on the podcast fucking couple of weeks ago when we were going through the list.
Yeah,
I said we'll struggle against Forest. We'll struggle against Fulham. We'll play well against Chelsea.
Yeah,
Liverpool, all that sort of shit because it doesn't really fucking matter. And I stand by that. There was no pressure on
those games.
And we were fucking decent yesterday.
Yeah. You're good against City.
If we could just finish.
Yeah.
But it's because there's no pressure. No one expects us to fucking
win.
That's
what I mean. They're already zeros.
Yeah. So it doesn't really fucking matter. But nah, there's a lot more talk in the news at the moment about him potentially going, them trying to get Poch. I'd fuck knows why he would even come.
We said it Sunday. I was like, fucking, with the greatest respect, it's not me being nasty. Why in the fucking world would Pochettino go to Aston Villa?
Step up from PSG. It's real fucking history and not those fuckers.
Unless they're gonna offer him a fucking absolute war chest to completely fucking change the team. I don't see it happening.
Mate, look, I just don't even think they'd be able to because they spent so much money building that fucking team as it is. It's not a cheap squad.
It's not the right team though, mate.
But, like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you can spend all the money you want.
From Mings, Martinez, right. Fucking Coutinho now, Lucadinho and all that sort of stuff. Mm. It's fucking not cheap. You get
they're
fucking...
also not good, though.
What?
Like, all the names you mentioned, they're not great.
Lucadinho should be fucking better than what he was.
Should
Ashley
be.
Young's fucking...
Yeah.
That's his spot to lose at the moment. Ashley
he's, 30, he's what, 37?
Yeah.
Fucking madness.
11 years since his last goal and the goal before that.
Madness, isn't it?
But then also, yeah, Arsenal was just fucking unbelievable. Fucking Liverpool were decent for their win against City.
Mm.
There was a bit of
they were shit against Arsenal, though, weren't they?
They were fucking terrible.
Mate, literally 7 days difference. It's madness.
What a difference a week makes.
What a difference a week makes. What a difference a Trent makes.
Yeah, I thought the bloke was injured. He came on at the fucking end of it.
If I'm Klopp, right, I'm playing Milner every week at right back.
Mate, you got to fucking...
Trent's not getting back in that squad. Over 50-year-old fucking James Milner. No way.
Well, who came on? Gomez before?
Was it Gomez? Yeah, it was Gomez against Martinelli, wasn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, and he was fucking like...
Class.
Mate, he was shit up, which is why...
They give Gomez shit fat. They gave him loads of shit. He was fucking mint, mate. He was their best player.
Yeah. But another thing came out of that. Fucking Klopp got sent off. Did you see that?
No.
I think fucking Klopp got sent off.
I was playing football at
minute.
The time that the game was on. So we finished. And it was like Liverpool 1-1-0. And I was like, fuck off, they won 1-0. And then my mate was a United fan. He went, Klopp got sent off. And I went, of course he did.
Yeah. Like fucking, there's been a big call about it now from fucking the refs basically saying, look, we're getting so much shit now off the. Yeah. Like it's free reign for the fucking managers to basically just give them shit. And we spoke about it a few weeks ago about respect for refs, but they also need
to lead by example, innit?
But yeah, but you've also got to have fucking accountability.
Absolutely.
Because some of the fucking calls they're doing at the moment, probably not even necessarily in that game, but in other games, fucking horrendous.
So at amateur level, which I am well attuned to, at the end of the game, you give the referee a score out of 100. So anything below a 60, you then have to file a report why you've given them like below 60. So traditionally, most referees get 61.
Yeah.
Right? And their average for the season doesn't really go any higher than 70. If anyone gets higher than a 70, they're fucking reffing cup games. Like the fucking, do you know what I mean? They're quality, which none of them are. I wouldn't be against managers having to put together their own report.
Yeah.
Or at least they have some sort of a system they go through when shit like this happens. Like Pep, for example, having coins thrown at him.
Yeah.
That could go into his match report. Now, Pep doesn't have to write it himself. I'm sure he's a fucking busy bloke. Do you know what I mean? But he can fucking sit there and just say to his assistant, this happened at the weekend, that happened at the weekend, blah, blah, blah. I wasn't happy on this 21st minute. Wasn't happy on this fucking 47th
minute. Yeah, because they watch the whole game back, don't they?
But yeah, all that fucking bollocks and just say, note that down.
Yeah.
Let some other cunt fucking sit there and write it up and they pass it on. And then that way then, the FA have it in black and white and they can actually like track referees' progress and give them a score, whatever. Do you know what I mean? But
or they can go back and say, look, Pep, every fucking week you're complaining about this. But... there's a reason for this, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
You can address this however it needs to be addressed.
I was talking more about the refs having accountability.
Yeah.
Rather than you said, yeah, well, fucking, he's a moaning cunt, so.
No, but like.
On the 21st of April, 2017, you moaned about the length of the grass and now you're moaning again.
No, but for example, if he's like saying, look, fucking Haaland's getting pulled down all the time, stuff like that. Look. It's in our rules here that states this.
Yeah.
And this is why fucking we've been told as a fucking group to be letting some of these go unless it leads to a goal scoring opportunity or whatever, things like that.
But that's similar to what this on that flagrant foul, wasn't it?
Yeah.
They were saying like fucking, you know, let this go, let that go, blah, 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 whatever. But yeah, there's, I don't know what the actual answer is. I'm sure smarter people than us have had these conversations.
Are you trying to say there's smarter people out
there? Wait, there are smarter people. Yes, absolutely.
Fucking. They're not in our government, that's for sure.
Fuck. We're waiting to pick up Killian today, right? And Charlotte pulls out her phone and goes, I wonder if we've decided who our next Prime Minister is going to be then. And starts flicking through her phone. I went, who gives a fuck? Obviously, you know, I don't give a shit about politics. And she's like, it's going to be interesting though, isn't it? And I was like, no, it won't be interesting at all. Like, no one gives a fuck.
It will be interesting.
Okay.
And we'll pick that up on the political section yeah. later on.
Next week, we talk about our Prime Minister. Who do you want in?
Are we really going into this? Because I don't want any fucking Tories.
You know, on Gogglebox, right, they sometimes they fire in politic chat, don't they?
Yeah.
Right. Charlotte says to me, whenever a politician's name comes up, this is how fucking clueless I am with politics and shit, right? Whenever a politician's name comes up, Charlotte goes, do you know that one? I just go, no.
Fuck's sake.
I know the ones that got mad names, and that's literally about it. I don't know fucking nobody. Because I was I'm not even going to say his name because I'll fuck it up and you'll think I'm being xenophobic, which I'm not, right? But I was kicking off the other week, right? And basically about fucking politicians taking the piss and fucking firing loads of shit for the expenses and stuff. And I said this bloke's name, right? And Charlotte started pissing herself and she went, there's no way you believe that's an actual person.
Really? Who is it? Go on.
I think his name's Rishi Sunak.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But I said like Mishy Sunak or something, right?
Mishy Sunak.
Like Mishy Sunak, right? It was something mad. And Charlotte was crying and she was like, there's no way you believe that's an actual person. I was like, sounds like a fucking Pokemon. Let's get that right. Fucking hell.
Yeah, not me. They're all fucking dodgy. No, hey, both wankers. Fucking all sides of them are fucking dodgy anyway.
I know, mate.
Just like the referees. No, I'm not saying that at all. I'm not comparing our fucking refs to any of those idiots. Anyway.
No comment. Have 27 minutes. Still talking about shit. What other shit do you want to talk about? What have you been up to this weekend, mate?
I went and watched. We've literally just spoke about that shit.
What else? What else, though? That was only 4 hours.
I then came back. No, well, that was.
Then come back, had dinner, went to bed.
I actually went to Bill's for the first time.
In Cheltenham?
Yeah.
Nice, isn't it?
It's all right, actually.
It's steep, isn't it? Pricey.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it wasn't too bad, but like.
Good burgers, though.
I had. Chicken two ways.
Mm.
So I had like a butterfly chicken breast.
Lovely.
On some mashed potato. And then it also came with like buttermilk fried chicken bites. Yeah. A bit like large popcorn chicken. With some like sort of truffly bits on it. Wasn't that truffly? And then I had a side of mac and cheese.
Truffle bits minus the truffle.
Yeah, wasn't that truffly like? And I had a side of mac and cheese. How did you
find it in there though? And when I say that, I'll extend that question a little bit more. I'm not the tallest man in the world, and I feel like the ceiling's closing in on me and Bill's.
Oh, well, I was downstairs.
Yeah.
So I was just sat right next to the bar, so I didn't really notice.
Right, okay. So you went just to the left where the window is?
No, I literally went in, and I was...
On the first one?
I was on the front seat.
Right, okay.
Yeah, obviously, they wanted me to draw people in.
When you go in a little bit more...
It's like fucking Alice in Wonderland. Yeah, kind of like drops down a bit. That little door.
And it's got like it's got a tray where all the cables are on and stuff, and all the speakers and shit. And like I said, I'm not the tallest guy, and I'm literally just like fucking hell. I was like, that is close. Do you know what I mean? There's no way the architect looked at that and gone, sounds.
We'll fit it in. We'll get a fucking another floor in it.
Sweet, be all right.
It was like the top of a double decker bus.
What? A double water bus?
Double decker bus.
You did
double
not say that.
Double decker bus.
Double decker bus. Me and Rob went in there. I wouldn't say accidentally, but this is when you were in London, so don't get eggy. Went for one of our midweek meals, and we're walking around Cheltenham.
You went to a midweek meal?
Mate.
By the way, so our midweek meal is that we do.
Charlotte gets eggy when I say holidays. No, when I say holiday days. So when I say to her, I've got 3 holiday days left, she goes, so you got 3 holidays left.
No, they're like, holiday days.
No, but they're holiday days, aren't they?
Yeah,
she's like, no, but they're 3 holidays. I goes, well, they're not consecutive holidays, are they? They're holiday days.
Yeah, they're the single holidays, which
is what you've just done.
Which you can build up to make a whole holiday.
Yeah, thank you. See, now you're talking sense. That's what I'm saying.
Wait,
the meals.
When
that
did
we
I
do,
say anything like that?
Because you said the meals that we do.
Yeah, so the meals that we do
the
do.
Meals that we do.
No, the midweek meals that we do.
That
do.
We do. Yeah, go on.
Usually consist of like a cheap, like a Harvester,
they're cheap to
Sizzler.
They're cheap to involve you, though, aren't
it? Oh,
I almost couldn't get that out. I was like,
you were so excited. You were so excited.
Yeah.
I used to work.
No, but we were bowling around anyway, and we were like, oh, where should we go? And then fucking, I think we'd done Brew House a few times, and there weren't that many options, like loads of options back then. And then we're walking around, we're like, oh, let's just do fucking Bill's. Do you know what I mean? Like, so went down there, bowled into Bill's, and they were like, we'll just do a starter. You guys can split it all at the end. So yeah, right, sweet. Did two starters, mains, sides, had 2 pints each and desserts, right? And then she come over at the end and she's like, do you want the bill? I was like, yeah, yeah, lovely. It comes to about 130 quid, right? And I turned around, yeah. I turned around to Rob and I went, bills can fuck off in future, mate. And I was like, not for a Wednesday meal. I was like, fucking hell. I said, we may as well have went to the fucking Ox. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
It was steep, mate. But we didn't fuck about, though.
I mean, yeah, mine came to like 20 quid.
Yeah. But yeah, fucking, we went hard. Yeah. Hard.
And then, I watched a football on Sunday. That was it. Yeah. What did you do this weekend, Jay?
I was looking after my lovely son all weekend. I literally did jack shit. So, yeah. Babysitting him all weekend.
Oh, great chat.
That was fun. Yeah. Oh, great so, chat. So, difference is, mate, I'm straight to the point. I don't fucking start replacing words with words and fucking adding them into sentences.
Do.
Yeah.
Well, you probably had to deal with a lot of doo-doo this weekend.
I'll tell you what, you've probably had it with Indy. He fired off a grade Saturday morning, right? Fucking. So come down, changed his nappy and that, chucked him in his fucking, in his chair, made him breakfast, fucking done all that bollocks. But an hour later, I thought to myself, that nappy's starting to sag. You know, obviously my nose is fucked in it, so I can't fucking smell it. I thought, that nappy's starting to sag. There's no way he's shat already. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's only been like fucking 2 hours. Like, not a chance. So fucking, he climbed up on me. And then when he's like sitting on my chest then, because I was lying on the sofa, I was like, oh, I can smell it now. You've definitely pooed your pants. So either that or that's one hell of a fart. So fucking chucked him over, had a little look. I was like, great. So threw him down on his mat, right? He hadn't just done a shit, mate. He's fucking managed to fire it up his back, like out the fucking top of the nappy as well. I was like, so what he must have done is like press his ass against something and then went, now I'm going to shit. So it's got nowhere to go. It can't go down. It has to go up. And I was like, you fucking little shit. Fucking took everything off him, stripped him, had to put everything into the fucking sink. Fucking let it, well, not the sink, we've got a bowl in the sink. Fucking chuck it all in there, let that fucking soak and all that, right? Charlotte comes back in from working away and she went, oh, what's happened to these? And I was like, well, it weren't me, was it? So stop asking stupid fucking questions. I was like, what do you think's fucking happened? So, yeah, I had to deal with a bit of doo-doo.
Lovely.
Yes, lovely. Are we going to start talking about football then, 33 minutes in?
Mate, I've tried. I've tried like twice.
Have you?
Yeah.
I don't think you have.
Spoke about Cheltenham and
no, that's the casuals. You being self-indulgent, isn't it?
And then I spoke about Arsenal being really good.
Arsenal? Just go. Here you go. I'll stop you again then. Going back to your Cheltenham chat. There's a few lads I play football with when you were at Stone Island and that. So fuck it. We've got anywhere between like 21-year-olds to like 43 at the football lot. And we went out for the social recently. Three of the young lads turned up Stone Island jumpers. And I just turned to Lammy and I said, how much have you fucking paid for that? And he was like, oh, it was expensive. And I was like, put in your savings, buy a house, mate. I was like, fucking hell.
Man, I really don't get it as well.
It's
So do you, all right, so this is a stupid, this is a stupid question. Mm. The label, do you have to take it off before you wash it? Because I don't want the ends curling. Have you paid that much for it?
I have no fucking idea, mate.
Because it's buttoned on it.
I buy all my shit. If a t-shirt costs more than like 15 quid, it has to be a really good t-shirt. I ain't spending out on clothes.
I don't think I've ever spent 15 quid on a t-shirt.
Yeah, I took Isaac to TK Maxx probably 4 months ago, and he was like, what the hell is this place? I was like, the greatest place on earth. You're welcome. I was like, it's fucking unbelievable, mate.
Yeah, no, I just can't get
so don't ask me about Stone Island. I got no fucking clue, mate.
Yeah, it was just a thought. I was just like, logistically, I was like, I just feel like that's going to curl up, and you don't want a curly Stone Island thing, do you?
Yeah, but if you're buying fucking £300 jumpers, just fucking you go and buy another one.
Fucking idiots, aren't they?
Yep.
Anyway, should we jump on with a game, which is actually a little bit football?
Should we talk about football?
Well, let's just jump on a game.
Go on then.
Of higher and lower.
Ooh,
I need to figure out some jingle for that. But we don't play it often enough. Like,
do you want to do Wally of the Week? Because I've got an absolute doozy.
Oh, should we jump on Wally of the Week?
It doesn't need much talking. It just you know, fire the name and that's all we need to fucking say about it.
It's going to be me because my fucking
trainer. No, it won't be.
So let's just jump on higher and lower now.
Yeah.
So this is inspired by the weekend because I always have a pie whenever I go to a football match.
Mm.
And I couldn't get one this weekend, so I was actually a little bit
gutted. I'm not a fan of pies.
I love a pie.
No.
Never play at a football match?
They're, I find them a lot messier than they need to be.
Well, this is the thing. How do you eat it? Do you go in? So I always
I don't.
I go bottom in.
So you flip it up.
I flip it up, yeah. Go soft side in, and then at the bottom, you just like...
Yeah. Or you frisbee the bottom bit away.
No, you never frisbee the bottom bit. But anyway, this is higher or lower pie or pint edition. So these stats are from The Mirror, right? So they're at The Mirror earlier on this year.
Source?
It is, isn't it? Well, I looked at a couple. There was either The Sun or The Mirror or fucking Sports Bible. So I went with The Mirror.
Yeah.
And this is every Premier League ground. So we either have pint, pie, or a combination of pint and pie.
I think we just stick to pints.
Just stick to the pints. Yeah. All right, so I'm going to go through Arsenal, Villa, Bournemouth, Brentford, blah, blah. You know the fucking rest. You know how the alphabet works.
I do. I'm not the dyslexic one here. Well, right, I know all about it.
Always showing off, ain't you?
Yeah, show off.
But yeah, so we're jumping on that. And then, so if any of the prices are the same, I haven't put it that way. In the same way, I didn't put it that way last time.
So what you're saying is you're not going to fuck me. So do I have higher, lower, same, or do I just have higher, lower?
You have higher, lower, same if you want. Okay. I wouldn't use the same in this one.
Yeah, but you said that now, and there's going to be a same just because you told me that I wouldn't use the same.
So we're going to start off with Arsenal.
Yeah, go on. So what do I think for a pint?
Yeah, what do you think? What would you pay for a pint at Arsenal? And apparently...
This is Emirates.
Yeah, this is from The Mirror. So if this is wrong and you've gone to a fucking game.
£4.20.
Ooh, £6.35.
Oh, it's not bad considering Centre London.
Yeah, North London. Well, Centre London, but
big brand new stadium. That's a good jumping off point.
£6.35.
£6.35.
So then you got Aston Villa.
Lower.
£5.20.
There we go. Still quite trumpy for Villa.
Bournemouth.
Oh, it's lower, isn't it?
£4.25.
That's more like it. I'll tell you what, I ain't done this often. Do you hear that? That's a clap for Bournemouth. £4.25. Lovely.
All right. Sorry, quick one back Bournemouth. Since they lost 9-0 to Liverpool, they've gone unbeaten.
Yeah.
They're the only team to go unbeaten. There you go. Brentford.
Brentford. Higher.
Higher it is, £5.25.
Yeah, I'm thinking London. It's got to go higher, isn't it?
Brighton.
What are we on? £5.35?
£5.25.
£5.25, Brighton. Right, is there any sames? Don't fuck me here. There are, I can see in your fucking face already. I'm going to go slightly lower.
£4.95. Oh, and Brighton's an affluent area.
Well, I'm thinking it's got quite a good, it's got a vibrant community, hasn't it?
Ooh, so, vibrant community.
Yeah.
Chelsea?
Chelsea higher.
£5.70. Crystal Palace?
I'm going to go higher.
£5.
On the nose.
On the nose. £5 on the nose.
Everton. I thought you were fucking Louis Walsh in me.
No.
£5.
63. No.
71.
Yeah. And then Everton.
What was the last one? £5.
£5 on the nose.
Lower.
£4.55.
Yes. Go on, Everton. This is what I'm talking about.
Fulham.
All right. Fulham's owned by Tony Khan, who is a money-grabbing piece of shit, so I'm going to say higher.
Mate, I think you've got everyone so far. £5.80.
Oh.
Leeds United.
Lower.
£5 exactly on the nose.
Oh, get in.
Leicester.
Was it £5 the last one?
£5 on the nose.
Higher.
£5.80.
Oh.
All right, Liverpool.
Lower.
All right, so this is where I think it's bullshit because it says £3.30.
I think that's correct.
What? And we wait. Why don't we just go to Anfield and drink all weekend? Because that's the cheapest.
You just answered your own question. No. All right.
£3.30 Liverpool.
Everyone up there's on the dole. They can't afford it. They got £3.30.
Why? Call that a whole city there, which is a problem because you go there quite often. Man City.
What was the last one? £3.30. It's got to be higher, isn't it?
£4.60.
That's quite good, £4.60.
Yeah, that's not bad, is it? Man U.
Well, I'm going to dig myself out here and say, I think we're cheap. What was Man City? £4.60.
£4.60.
I don't think we're cheaper than that. It's slightly higher. I'm going to go £4.85.
£4.85.
Is it?
£3.
Ah, £3.
£3, apparently.
Go on.
You've got to make up for the disappointment that that's happening on the pitch. That's the first one you've got wrong. We've got all the way down to Man U.
Drown the tears.
Yeah.
I was going to go lower as well, but I thought to myself, City got loads of money. They ain't got a fleece to Flans. There's hardly any of them anyway.
Newcastle.
Higher.
£4.90.
Mm.
Nottingham Forest.
Slightly lower.
£5.20.
Isn't it?
Yeah, so lower. They're higher again. Southampton.
Lower.
£5.50. Tottenham Hotspur.
Higher.
£5.19, so lower.
Fuck, fair play.
West Ham.
I've fallen off the cart here, by the
yeah,
way.
Yeah, you did really well at Man U.
West Ham.
They got Newcastle and went, fuck.
And I just went, nah, I'm all right.
West Ham.
What was the last one? £5.19?
£5.19, yeah.
I'm going to go lower.
£7.30.
Get him out of the league now. Just on that alone. Mate, I'm telling you, right? Do you remember what I fucking said? I am never drinking at BrewDog ever again. £6.20 a pint can kiss my fucking ass. Didn't even call it. As soon as it was my round, I was like, right, we're leaving. I'm getting out of here. West Ham, you can get out of the league for that. That is absolutely... That's actually offended me. I actually want West Ham relegated now.
Wolves.
If you're about to say £7.30, I'm going to kick off. They can get out and all. They got to be lower, aren't they?
Lower, £5.
100%.
But, I mean, I would pay... Look, you go a lot of places now. You're paying £5.50 a fucking pint. If you go to like a restaurant or a slightly higher end place.
If you were to go into town, any town, because obviously fucking whatever.
Yeah.
I would be happy paying £5 for a pint.
Yeah.
I would not be happy paying £5 all night on pints. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you're going to do like 8-9 pints, you're looking at fucking 45, 50 quid.
Look, do you want shit about the West Ham fucking £7.30? It's not like it's just £7.30 for a pint of beer. It's £7.30 for a shit pint of beer in a plastic cup, which is going to be warm. It's going to be fucking... like flat.
It's gonna be dead in fucking 5 minutes. You better cane that point quick. Do you know what I mean?
Because you can't even just sit and enjoy it.
No.
You've got 50 minutes.
Do you think, right?
By the way, they got the most expensive pie at £6 as well.
Yeah, that's fucking absolute joke.
£13.30 for a pie and a fucking pint.
Do you think West Ham have jacked the prices up knowing that people want to come to the Olympic Stadium and knowing that they can like feast on the away fans and stuff? Because I don't think they'd have done that at Upton Road.
Yeah, see, I don't know if that actually comes from...
Is it Upton Road? Upton Lane?
So whatever I think this all started, and the reason it was all quite available this year is that it kicked off earlier on in the year because of West Ham had fucking such high prices.
Yeah.
And I don't think... I'm not sure if they just leased the stadium.
Yeah.
And I don't know how that fucking works. They've probably leased out then fucking making the... selling the drinks and shit like that. So it might not be West Ham themselves. West Ham. But yeah, no, fucking whatever.
But at the same time though, mate, do you remember...
If you're leasing something out, you need to fucking make sure that people aren't getting fucked for it.
But do you remember years ago when we were all like, fucking hell, £5 a pint, it's fucking ridiculous. We're all kicking off about it because we're all used to paying £3.
Yeah, now it's just normal.
And now it's the norm and we're all like, sound. So what happens in future then? Fucking like, piss off with you. We go into town and fucking, what, £7 a normal. So now I won't be going out. You know, it just won't be happening.
Well, mate, it's how it's going, mate.
Wow.
That's just the way it is.
Not good, mate. Not good. So we had 33 minutes of talking absolute shite, and we had 12 minutes of actual content.
Hey.
I absolutely love it. Let's fire this in every week.
Should we jump on to?
Wally of the Week.
Bit fucking loud.
That was a bit loud, yeah. That blew my fucking ears off. Do you want to have a guess at who my Wally of the Week is before you fire out your Wally of the Week, or you don't have one?
Mine would have been Jurgen Klopp. Jurgen
would
Klopp
really?
Getting sent off. Okay. I think any manager gets sent off as a fucking idiot. I mean, do you know what I mean? It's hard to get sent off as a fucking manager.
Part of me did love Arsene Wenger at United.
Yeah, but
standing on the thing with the arms, like, it is iconic, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? I don't know. Part of me likes it.
Yeah.
Depends.
Yeah, but you've got to be a bit of a fucking Wally to... I mean, he just... I don't know what caused it. He fucking just shitting, as they all fucking do now, don't they?
He's gone off the rails recently, mind.
In the last month,
he's gone off the rails. Like, some of his interviews, he's losing it big time. Like, fucking... Someone said to him today, or yesterday, whenever it was, will you be having a pint after this big win today? And he went, no, not for me.
What? And then just stood there silence, like, yeah.
Mate, right, that was practically all he fucking said. Whereas before, it would have been jovial, bit of a laugh, ha ha ha, you know, fucking.
Mate, when the pressure's on,
he's crumbling. He hates that he can't keep up. And it's not like Liverpool haven't spent money. So
wait, on the pints?
That shit.
You can't keep up on the pints or the league. Can't fucking do either at the moment. Fuck me.
Struggling, isn't he?
ST Ruggler.
Do you want my Wally of the week?
Can you narrow it down? Can I get like a clue? Can we have like 21 questions?
21 questions to go.
No. I got 21 questions. What's that song? Wasn't there like a song about 21?
21 questions is 50 Cent, isn't it? It was a slow paced one. It was one of his.
Was it?
I'm not going to sing it.
Yeah, anyway. All right,
you seem to love me now. Would you love me if I was down and out? Still have love for me.
Girl. Yeah, that's it, isn't it? Or have I got the lyric to that one?
No, that was right. The one word you plugged into it, it was correct. You nailed it.
Nailed it.
We were in Liverpool and that song come on and I just turned around to you, turn the lights off down low. And all the other lads were like, what the fuck are you on about?
Listen to the fucking podcast, dickheads.
I've only just got Rob on WhatsApp after about fucking 12 years. There's no chance he's listening to fucking podcasts, mate.
Don't.
Looks useless.
Yeah. All right.
Go on, you can have a yes. Let's play 21 questions then. I can only answer yes or no.
Sweet. Is it football based?
Yes.
All right. Sweet. Well, it might not be, you know. Is it a manager?
No.
Do they play in the Premier League?
Ask me that again.
Are they a player in the Premier League?
Ask me it again. Because I'm trying to you know on iRobot when he says, I'm sorry, I'm only programmed to answer certain questions. You must ask me the question in the correct way. Do it again.
Are they a player in the Premier League? No. Are they a football player?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, wait. Fucking hell.
My answer to the one you asked me a minute ago is going to throw you off. So just completely forget it. That will give you a major hint.
What? Mate, yeah. I've got a fucking Scooby-Doo. This is completely confusing. All right, so they're a football player.
Mm-hmm.
They're not, and they don't play in the Premier League.
No.
All right, how's this going to throw me off then?
When you get to 21 questions and you're fucked off that I've stitched you up on the third question, we'll come back to it. Go.
He doesn't. All right. Was he registered to a Premier League team in his last
yes.
team? There you go. All right. Yeah. No, we know. And he's not a fucking one. He's an absolute fucking prick. Yeah, I've said it.
Do you want to keep going?
No. Fuck it.
That's easy, isn't it? Mason Greenwood.
Mason fucking dickhead yeah. Greenwood.
Absolutely. Fucking, if we can stop a Wally of the Week section and put cunt of the week, that'd be yeah. absolutely bang on. Just quickly as well, right? I
cunt of the week.
I wouldn't say I pride myself, but when I talk to people I don't necessarily know, like on a night out or whatever, and they say, oh, who do you support? You say Man United. Like, naturally, straight away, they roll their eyes. After you have a chat with them about football or whatever, I'd say 9 times out of 10, they'll turn around and go, oh, you're not like most United fans. I'm like, that's because, A, you have a perception that United fans are all fucking assholes. And
which is weird, because you are an asshole.
Thank you. And two, see what I did there? A and two.
It's like my spelling.
When I do it to Charlotte, I go A, two, and D. I try not to be fucking biased. I really try not to be. How Man United still kept him on the books and registered him in the fucking 25-man squad, even though this had all come out already, is absolutely fucking beyond me. And whoever's made that fucking decision at the top, or whoever's signed it off, needs to fucking be sacked straight away. The Chet Evans stuff, right? You can fucking say, you can kind of understand it if the club did the same thing. There wasn't fucking like an insurmountable amount of fucking evidence against him. There wasn't fucking video and audio against him. It wasn't fucking absolutely blatant. Do you know what I mean? Like, it was a girl that fucking cried wolf. And with the greatest respect, that's what she did. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. She got drunk. She had sex. She got embarrassed that she had sex. She called rape. Fucking completely ruined this fucking guy's career and then came out and said, oh, I made it all up. Which, by the way, she should be fucking arrested anyway, because she's now made it
harder.
Super difficult for any woman, not woman in the limelight, women all around the fucking world,
yeah,
to get a fucking prosecution when they have been through shit like this. The fucking conviction rate's already fucking through the floor. And this is why women don't fucking pursue it, because they know there's no point. They know the system's against them, and dickheads like her are making it even fucking worse. But the fucking, how Man United have fucking honestly sat there and said, oh yeah, we'll fucking sign them onto the squad. Fuck off. They should fucking hang their heads in fucking shame. Absolutely fucking disgusting. When it came in the fucking group chat, I think it was Fairy that popped in the group chat. So Mason Greenwood's included in 25 man squad. It fucking better not be.
Mate, it was on the pod here.
I was fucking absolutely fuming. I was fucking pissed, hey, mate. Honestly, fucking unbelievable. It absolutely fucking roused me, mate.
What gets me with the whole fucking squad shit and all that sort of stuff, people who try and go, obviously, like, innocent until proven guilty, right? And I see that. And you shouldn't go out chasing people because of a fucking rumor or anything like that. The difference with the Greenwood stuff, like you said, there was photographic video fucking...
Stevie Wonder saw it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
it was, like, undeniable. And right, Nike suspended their sponsorship of him and then later on just completely, like, cancelled it. Obviously, with his suspension of stuff with Man U, all right, they might have to fucking keep paying him or whatever, but that's their contract. Fucking just get him out of the club as fucking fast as you can. Cancel that contract.
Surely that contract should have been cancelled anyway, just through bringing the company into fucking disrepute straight away.
It should be a fucking thing. But the fact, like you said, when he got signed up or put in the squad, in the fucking 40-man squad or whatever it is, due to youth teams and homegrown players, the amount of people that got signed that off, because it wasn't even just like, register him, keep it quiet. It was on a fucking graphic. Yeah. And like, people are going, Mason Greenwood. Like, it was fucking huge. And then a lot of fucking fans on Twitter going, when he got in contact with XX or he started following her on Instagram or whatever, and someone was like, yeah, they live together, this sort of shit. Mate, there were so many fucking rumors then going out.
You know what I mean?
And then people are going, yeah, sweet, get him back then. Fucking finally, we can get fucking Mason Greenwood back. And it was just like, what the fuck is wrong with all these people?
Things are bigger than football, isn't it?
It's the same as like fucking the sports washing that fucking governments now do, and fucking billionaires are doing with buying teams.
Yeah.
It's all right. He's a fucking mass murderer, but he's our mass murderer, so it's fine. And it is shit, right? Yeah. Like,
this is what fucked me off with the Liverpool thing with fucking Suarez and Evra. Fucking like every fucking Liverpool fan, and I don't give a fuck if you're in my phone book or not, right? Every fucking Liverpool fan said to me when that happened, well, you didn't know what happened.
Yeah.
Why would Evra fucking react that way?
Yeah.
Like, use your fucking brain for 5 seconds. Like, take Man United, take Liverpool, take it all the football fucking out of it. Use your fucking brain and actually just look at what's happened. Why do you think he's reacted that way? Because he's been fucking racially abused, you fucking clowns.
Yeah.
And then they turn around and they all wear fucking t-shirts, fucking like look like basically saying we support Suarez. What? So you're just confirming you're all racist then? Are you mad? Do you know what I mean? Like, actually think about what's fucking going on here. Mate, you know what I mean? Like, if I can put all that fucking aside, fans need to fucking look at stuff, not as a fan of it, and look at it and just say, right, what has actually fucking gone on here? Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not about fucking Mason Greenwood. It's about fucking, you need to make a fucking stand against fucking people like Mason Greenwood, who have had an entitled life since they were fucking 7 years old because they're a talented fucking individual. And essentially, I was going to say get away with murder, but that fucking leads on to another one. Fucking basically OJ Simpson.
Yeah.
Nothing's fucking changed. When did she die? 95, 96? Well, she and Ron Goldman, it was two of them, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It wasn't just her. But fucking, what was that, 25 years ago? Nothing's changed. If you're in the spotlight, you get away with it.
What was his name? Marcus Alonso? Was it Alonso who fucking killed someone in a car crash in fucking Real Madrid when he's in
away with it. You know what I mean?
He fucking fine, came over, got fucking whatever, just carry on working. It doesn't make a fucking difference.
No.
And it is scary sometimes when players can just, I'll just go somewhere else.
But Rob said it perfectly in the chat earlier, didn't he? He was like, you know what'll happen? He'll go to prison, he'll serve 4 or 5 years, won't actually see like proper prison. Do you know what I mean? He'll have a PlayStation 5, he'll have everything given to him. Do you know what I mean? He'll still knock a ball around when he's in there, go to the gym every single fucking day. And he'll come out and he'll go to Japan or he'll go to fucking Spain League 2 or fucking, I don't know, MLS or wherever. He'll still fucking get paid. He'll still get wedged. Do you know what I mean? But you can't put him into fucking general population prison. I said to Charlotte,
fucking kill, wouldn't
he? I know some fucking people like fucking that are horrible fucking bastards. And if they end up in the same prison as fucking Mason Greenwood, who they know has been on 100 grand a week for the last fucking 2 or 3 years, he's getting fucking rinsed.
Yeah.
Rinsed, mate. Do you know what I mean? There's no way they could put him in with fucking normal people, which wouldn't happen.
But didn't a football club over here try and sign a player. I can't remember who it was. They tried to sign someone basically, and they'd been convicted of like fucking sexual assault or domestic abuse and stuff like that. And they were, and they fucking, the fans basically turn around.
Revolted
and stuff like that. But it kind of leads on to the same thing.
Why are the fans having to do that though?
But so I was at, obviously, Bristol Rovers. I don't know if I mentioned it. I went to football on weekend. Joey Barton's their manager.
Yeah.
Right. Joey Barton is currently waiting on trial for domestic abuse against his wife. Right.
So
his wife is turned around and said, yeah, it didn't happen.
Yeah.
And the police have basically said, well, we've got fucking 10 witnesses that say it happened.
Yeah, well, Nicole Simpson also said nothing happened.
Yeah.
Every she called the police out of fear for her life, probably like 9 times. Every time they went to press charges, she dropped the charges.
Yeah.
It's common in fucking domestic violence. Yeah. It happens all the fucking time.
Because it isn't just physical violence, is it? It's mental and stuff like that.
But that's what they were doing him for, fucking mental coercion.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like coercive behaviour.
And it's crazy, but like there was fucking 1,000 fans there giving it whenever he fucking pumped his fist like Klopp, they were all fucking cheering.
But then singing
his name, and it's just like, how the fuck can you do this? This is meant to be a family. Meant to be a family.
The actual physical violence or anything. I can guarantee you this happens all the fucking time, right? Where, say, for example, take that girl. I don't know her fucking name, but take that girl, for example, right? Her and Mason Greenwood have been together 2-3 years or whatever, right? Do you want a Prada handbag? Yeah, no worries. Do you know what I mean? Like, you want a fucking a Gucci dress? Yeah, sound, whatever. Do you know what I mean? Like, fucking goes out, buys her all the fucking expensive gear. Fucking she gets used to a real nice fucking, like, mad lifestyle where fucking, you know, she can afford the things that basically dreams are made of. Do you know what I mean? Like, fucking me and you can't afford that shit. Do you know what I mean? Like, not a chance. Like, I bought Charlotte a Mulberry bag, right, for our 10-year anniversary. That cost me 1,100 quid, right? Mm. And genuinely, I said to her, this is a fucking one-time present, right? Do not expect bollocks like this ever again. I was like, it ain't happening. I've been saving for this for fucking ages, right, for the last, like, 2 or 3 years. I said, honestly, fucking treasure it, look after it, you ain't getting one like it again. Do you know what I mean? Like, it doesn't happen for people like us. Someone like that gets used to it. And then when they start having disputes and stuff, they start having arguments, stuff that normal people argue about in relationships and that. Someone like Mason Greenwood could turn around to her and say, you want to fucking watch your tongue, because you continue fucking doing that and this lifestyle fucking disappears.
Yeah, they got more than just...
That's when they back up and they go, oh, fucking hell, he's got a point here.
They've got control, haven't they?
Yeah.
It's the controlling aspect, I think.
I can guarantee you that happens all the fucking time.
But I think that happens in any sort of domestic abuse as well. Like, it's the control. A lot of the time, it is abuser has control, and that's what they want to keep.
Yeah.
And then when they start to lose it or feel like they're losing it, that's when it gets dangerous. And that's when fucking... sounds horrible. That's when people get killed.
But, going back to the OJ thing, that's what happened with OJ.
Yeah.
They broke up. She filed for divorce. She was out seeing somebody who naturally was just a friend. She wasn't seeing her boyfriend or anything. OJ turned up, saw another bloke and fucking hit the roof.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Lost that control.
You heard it on the audio though, mate. She was saying no. Do you know what I mean? Like, and fucking, this is what I'm saying. An entitled little cunt like him who's been told yes his whole fucking life, never been told no. Do you know what I mean? Like, thinks he can fucking get whatever he fucking wants because he can. He's got all the cash in the world. He can buy whatever he wants. Do you know what I mean? Like, so... it's not about sex.
He's probably still thinking he's going to get away with it now.
Yeah. No, but the joke is, though, he will.
Yeah.
He'll go inside. He'll get probably 4 years. He'll probably only serve 2. He won't actually fucking go to a proper prison. And he'll come out and he'll be playing football before he's fucking 26 years old. Where he plays football, I don't know, but he will.
Fucking scary, isn't
it? He's had a life that has told him this behavior is acceptable.
Yeah. You do whatever you want, mate.
And all the fucking system's doing is telling him, You got fucked by the system. Sorry. Fucking, it's okay. You can go and play football somewhere else. What there needs to be a fucking governing body, like FIFA, that fucking turns around and says, if you are convicted of these fucking crimes, boom, 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 you're not fucking playing football.
Yeah.
You can go and play futsal. You can go and play fucking on the beach somewhere. Do you know what I mean? Like, you can fucking do whatever. You're not playing in a FIFA organization. It's not happening.
Yeah, you ain't playing. You ain't coaching.
No,
you ain't fucking managing.
Absolutely not. You're not fucking doing anything.
You're not being a janitor in the fucking situation.
No.
I completely agree. Fucking, the smoke that gets blown up, any sports person generally, like in a professional sport, there's generally a fucking arrogance there because they've been told they're so amazing at fucking all the way through. Like, it's from boxers to fucking rugby players to footballers and stuff like that. When you get to that sort of, like, there's the glory aspect. There's smoke blowing up your ass. And you don't even have to be that fucking good now. No. If you were youth at, fuck, it was Bristol Rovers or Bristol City, you're better than fucking 90% of the people out there.
Yeah.
And people are fucking telling you you're amazing and how great you're going to be. They don't fucking know anything.
I'm not going to name the name because a lot of... Genuinely, and this is not me being a dick now, a lot of people around here will know the person. So I'm like, know them. So I'm not going to fucking name the name. I went out drinking with a footballer probably maybe 8 years ago. And just walking into a bar, the second he walked in, everyone fucking knew. And women fucking basically ran over to him knowing he has money, knowing they'll get free drinks. Knowing fucking they're straight to the bar. Didn't wait at the bar like anyone else, just fucking walked up. Do you know what I mean? Like, rolled his way through. Do you know what I mean? Like, and people just let him through because they know who he is.
But you're told. Do you know what I mean? Like, but that's the thing, isn't it? It's like every again, little fucking thing.
He's not a fucking a massive star, but he's known around here. And fucking exactly what you said. Smoke has been fucking blown for how many years? He's a nice guy. He's sound as fuck. Do you know what I mean? Like, but try and fucking stand there and tell me that he didn't use.
Yeah.
His position, like he definitely did.
Right, always got it, and you would naturally as well.
Yeah,
like because
100%. What you could do, stand at a bar for fucking ages waiting to get a pint, or fucking just bowl through and fucking get served straight away. Get out of the way. I'm not fucking crashing people out of the way. No problem. But here we go. 1 hour and 4 minutes.
Why? And well, we spoke about football for 20 minutes, probably. But no, I think that's a good place to leave it. Really,
that's a dark ending.
It is a dark end, but it's a fucking important ending, and I think that's, I mean, we're not a hard
for the millions of fans that we have listening. The millions.
We're not a hard-hitting fucking podcast, are we? But we're a podcast, if we're going to talk about football, we're going to talk about all aspects, especially Premier League.
People, the discussion needs to be had.
Yeah, definitely.
You know what I mean? It's fucking, I wouldn't say it's a bad thing, but it would have been good for us to be in Liverpool this weekend. When the Mason Greenwood thing had happened, mainly because us five would be talking about it naturally in the pub. Do you know what I mean? Like, the reason I say maybe not Liverpool is because people would hear I'm a Man United fan and then potentially start chops in. So,
but
the conversation needs to be had though. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, and this sort of conversation should be happening across the fucking country.
Absolutely. It needs to happen. Like, I was saying to Charlotte, fucking. It's similar, but it's the same ideology behind it. It needs to be education for the children.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? Definitely. Like fucking, I've said to you before, we're teaching Killian consent. Now, it breaks my fucking heart, right? But Killian's getting to the age now where he knows when his pajamas go on, it's bedtime, right? So Charlotte puts pajamas on him and he walks straight to the door to go upstairs to bed. So Charlotte turns around and says to Killian, kiss for daddy? Like a question, right? Killian don't give two shits about giving me a kiss because he knows my pajamas are on, I'm going to bed.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to go and chase Killian and fucking force affection on him because Killian needs to learn that if he wants to give affection or if he doesn't want to receive it, then it's okay that he doesn't receive it. Do you know what I mean? And me and Charlotte were talking and it's about fucking racism's fucking... going to take fucking decades and decades to fucking get rid of. So we're fucking misogynistic and fucking sexism and all that bollocks. And fucking, and this will be another one as well. It's going to take fucking so long, but you need to teach it at ground level. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, mate, I think, and it comes down to a lot of it is respect for yourself, respect for other people. Yeah. Like if you don't have the fucking conversations and you never speak to anyone, you can never change anyone's mind. You can never put your point of view across. And like the more people have these conversations, the more chance that people have got to go, actually, do you know what? Maybe I am thinking
about it. But then you're relying on people being open-minded.
Yeah, but you have to be. Like you have to have
the same amount of people that you're having the chat will have the same amount of people that are teaching their kids that it's okay to be racist or sexist or whatever. Do you know what I mean? Like,
but mate, there's only so much we can do. We're a podcast with about 20 listeners. So
I've always said, mate, you should have to pass an exam to have children.
It's not a written exam, is it? Because I'm shit.
You'd be fucked. Or would you?
Also, French pronunciation.
Little play on words, where?
Like if it was a pronunciation, like, do you know, like,
you'd be fucked.
French. Do you know, like, when you have to do like your French speaking and stuff like that? If it was like an English one, and you like say Arsenal. I'm like, Arsenal.
And you'd be like, oh, shit. Can we not?
Do you do?
How many holiday days you got left? Oh,
mate, it is a holiday day though, isn't it?
Have it out with her next time you see.
Yeah, I'm fucking. Oi.
Actually, no, don't have it out with her. She don't listen to this. But fucking, just say to her. Oh, Jason said, since you've gone up to doing 4 days a week, you've got some extra holiday days. Just fire it out straight away. Because she sat to me earlier. She's like, oh, because I'm doing Thursdays as well now. Because obviously she went up after maternity. She was like, I've got some extra holidays. And I went, you got extra holiday days. Come on.
Yeah, they're days to use on your holiday.
Thank you. Thank you. You're a top boy.
Hey, legend, am I? All right, mate. On that note.
See you there.
I think that's where we'll leave it. Cheers, guys. Goodbye. Hey guys, Sam here again. Just want to say thank you so much for listening. If you like what you're hearing, please subscribe and rate us. We will be back next week with another episode of the Farmers League podcast. Until then, adios.